Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome to the Mosaic Life podcast. This will be a talk today, so I'll spend a few minutes just highlighting some things that have come to mind this past week, this past month, in the wake of everything happening. And but I want to start by asking you as a listener to ground in this moment. To connect now with your breath and with your body. So you might be holding your phone and you could feel the weight of your phone in your hand. You could feel your hand as it's attached to your arm and your bicep, to your shoulder. Or you might be driving and you could notice how your hand feels on the steering wheel. Whether you're sitting or standing, noticing your feet against the floor, noticing the weight of your hips against a chair, a seat. And just take a few deep breaths. Any time that you remember, any time that I remember, and I imagine this is true for people in general, but any time that you remember to breathe or notice that you're not breathing, that's always the perfect time to stop and breathe. And for some reason, we get caught up in doing or moving, or I've been calling it lately lunging energetically forward, like this just impulse that we have to go lean forward. It kind of tends to be sneaky and tends to make me overexert myself in a lot of ways when I could be settling back and breathing. One conscious breath, just one, is going to completely change the way you make decisions and interact with people. And three will completely obliterate, can completely obliterate everything you're feeling. As long as you're willing to disconnect from the things happening around you and sit back in your body. So it's hard to articulate this unless you try it. And that's the point of me pressing record today, is to talk about breaking the circuit. And leaning back into our body and reconnecting to our internal circuit. And then when we're solid there, stepping back into it, into whatever process is happening in that moment. And what I mean by circuit, let me just say it like this. Imagine your old friends that you don't see much anymore, but maybe you meet up once a year, once every couple of years, and three or five of you, you know, three to five of you are back together. It's like the old crew hanging out, and it all feels like it's like nothing's changed. It's the same. It's like it feels just as good now after 3 years of never hanging out as it did back when we were hanging out every day. And there's a circuit created there, right? There's this cycling of energy that this connection of energy that happens when you guys come back together, and that's a fulfilling circuit, right? And then, right, okay, so that's one way. That's one way to look at it. Let me also say that I'm using the metaphor of an electrical circuit, right? So energy running through an electrical circuit. And there are circuits in our life that aren't fulfilling, that aren't healthy, that aren't nourishing us in the way that they could. And if you're anything like me, you have a tendency to step into those relationships or groups or environments, and at times lean into them and just kind of shapeshift into that circuit. And it's like you walk into work and for some reason you can't stop yourself from being this certain way around certain people, or with family, you walk into your gatherings and for some reason you just like step right back into that energetic circuit. And then you come away and you're like, oh man, I was acting like this, but that's not even me anymore. That's not who I am. And again, I'm talking about myself, but I believe this might resonate with people. And part of, you know, breaking that circuit is not jumping into it at all. You know, being solid to the core, being so connected to yourself and to who you are infinitely, that when you step into these places, people mold to your circuit. People step into your energy. And if they don't, it's hard to play. Like, it's just, I'm not playing over there in that energy. I'm staying here in mine, this energy of empowerment, or this energy of inspiration, or this energy of liveliness and love. Whatever is true for you. And so there's one way of just being so solid in your practice and in yourself that you call people to step into your circuitry, into your energetics, into your intention. And that's beautiful. And then there are times where we're uneven in our lives, or off balance, or our practice is a little bit loose. Our meditation practice, or our prayers, or whatever type of mindfulness practice you have. Maybe there are just times where we're not as connected as we could be to our consciousness, to our source, to our intentions. And we step into these places and we just start molding into the usual. And it's hard to get out of sometimes. So what I want to do in this few minutes is to give you permission to break the circuit. You notice the circuit's there. You notice your energy changing. You notice you becoming something that you are no longer identifying with, that you no longer want to cultivate in your life. And that you could be standing in a group of people and you could just completely disconnect from it. And not in a way that you're dissociating from the reality of being right there and off in your thoughts, but leaning back into your body, feeling what it's like to feel your hands and feel your legs and drop into a breath. And reconnect for you to what's true for you. And what I notice that happens when we can do this, when we give ourselves permission to cut the circuit, to cut the cord, or to break the circuit. That's essentially the metaphor that I'm using. Disrupt it, short the circuit, right? I could go on for days with ridiculous metaphors. But the point is when you pull a piece out of an electrical circuit, the rest of the energy can't flow in the same way. So we, being in this flow of energy, are an integral part to it functioning. And what happens is when we take a second, give ourselves permission to breathe and to settle in to what's true for ourselves, is that it disrupts the system. And whether that's a good or a bad thing, in my opinion, if it's not good for you to be in that circuit, then it's a great thing for you to step out of it. But then other people around you start behaving differently because the circuit's not the same. And again, they either consciously or unconsciously choose to come into alignment with what you believe to be true for yourself, or there's this disconnection, and that's okay. Either's good, you know. And let that space, let that space that you're creating by disengaging, by unhooking, let that space create what's next. All right. So again, if you're anything like me, you might have stopped breathing by now. And I would encourage you, before we end this moment together, to take another deep breath. Breathe it out with a sigh. And know that you're here in this moment for a reason. And it never hurts, and it usually always helps to just reconnect to your body and your breath. I'm wishing you guys the best in this time. I'm opening up meditation times, half-hour meditation times each week. The times will vary, and so I'm collecting people's names and information so that I can keep them up to date on times that I'm setting aside so that we can come together and virtually and just reconnect to our breath and reconnect to what's true for us. So if you're having trouble disconnecting from this circuit that is playing out in our world and finding a little bit of peace and clarity, please email us at onemosaiclife@gmail.com, and I will make sure that you know these times. Wishing you the best. Take care of yourself. Drink water. Spend some time alone. Do something nice for somebody. And get some sleep. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.